Module 11, Making the Most of Your Meeting. Many times, meetings can be seen as boring events that people have to attend. That does not have to be the case. You can incorporate various elements into your meeting, which could make your meetings more interesting. Making the most of your meeting does not have to involve a lot of preparation. It just requires creativity and imagination. Let us learn some ways we can make our meetings fun. The 50-minute meeting. The reason why meetings usually last an hour is that our computer program that sets up the meeting usually has 30-minute increments of time. We are forced to schedule meetings to last at least an hour. On a daily basis, we attend more one-hour meetings than any other kind. When you have several meetings in a row that last an hour each, you will find that you do not have the time to check your emails or do other things in between because the next meeting starts right on the hour. The 50-minute meeting is an effective way to space out meetings, allowing us time to do things in between meetings. Conducting 50-minute meetings takes discipline and time management. Here are four steps to make the most of your 50-minute meeting. Number one, have an agenda. We discussed the importance of having an agenda. The agenda is the document that outlines what will be discussed in a specific amount of time. With an agenda, you will have the group agree on what topic for discussion. Send out your agenda ahead of time so your participants get an idea of time spent on each topic. Number two, no side conversations. Set the expectation with your participants that side conversations are not allowed and that you expect them to be fully engaged in the meeting. Blackberries, iPhones, etc. are not allowed and express that you will hold them accountable if you see people looking under the table at such devices. Number three, summarize action steps. At the end of the meeting, summarize any action steps that resulted from the meeting. You should have action steps at the end of the meeting. If not, rethink why you held the meeting in the first place. Number four, send out summary notes. This is the meeting minutes. This should be done as soon as possible after the meeting. Sending out the meeting notes is a great way to solidify those action items with the people responsible for doing them. Using games. Using games in meetings helps to increase productivity. Many games could be used in meetings. We recommend you research the bookstores and find a resource that outlines appropriate games you can use. Remember to think about the meeting purpose before you use a game. If the meeting is about budget cuts, then you do not want to use a game in that type of meeting. Meetings that form new teams or launches a new product is best suited for games. Furthermore, determine how much time the game will take to complete versus the entire time you will be in the meeting. You do not want to play a 15-minute game in a 50-minute meeting. Here are some do's and don'ts when it comes to using games at meetings. Do's. Do use games from a book or legitimate resource. Do use games for meetings that are meant to form new teams. Do gauge the amount of time the game takes to play against the entire meeting time. Do practice the game before you use it. Don'ts. Do not use games in serious meetings. Do not spend too much time on the game. Do not make up a game of your own unless you are confident you can pull it off. Giving prizes. Prizes in meetings should be used to reinforce positive behaviors. The prizes do not have to be extravagant. They could be pens, desk decorations, t-shirts, etc. When giving prizes away, be clear on how to win the prizes. Unclear instructions will lead to outbreaks of conflict when someone feels cheated. For example, if you announce that a person will get a prize for coming back from break on time, almost 95% of the time you will have some stay in the room and not go to break to win the prize. Make it clear that they have to leave the room. Perhaps you can up the challenge by stating that the person coming back to the meeting who is the closest to the break end time without going over will win. Here are some ways you can leverage prizes in your meetings. The most participation, the first to arrive at the meeting, volunteering for something in the meeting, creative solution, who can recap the action items the best. There are no limits on how to use prizes at your meetings. Stuffed magic. Simple magic tricks can help reduce stress and create a fun meeting environment. Before you start doing magic tricks in meetings, you will need to practice them at home. Magic tricks work well only when they are done right and with confidence. The setting up of the magic trick is the most important aspect. Do not be eager to do the trick or make an announcement. Be calm and natural, incorporated into the meeting seamlessly. You do not want to stop and announce you are going to do a trick. When participants are taken in by the trick without knowing, the effects are greater. Research books on the internet for magic tricks you can use. Practice the tricks and use them in the appropriate meeting setting. Try to avoid tricks that could embarrass others. You want to create an environment that is safe, and offending someone could hurt that environment. Case study. Harold and Tyler sat down for their meeting to plan how to execute measuring tangible benefits. Tyler looked at Harold. "Harold, you seem a little uncertain about why we're having this meeting." Harold didn't argue with him. I just figured since we're measuring profits and sales that the numbers will speak for themselves. We just need to gather data, right? Tyler said, well, when gathering these metrics, we want to make sure to gather information for a few months before and a few months after the time period you are measuring, as well as data for the same time period in years previous. Harold said, I suppose you're right. It's also important to account for external factors like weather, economic conditions, and changes in the company which could affect the data. They were mindful and clear about each point, and when they were finished, they felt confident in their plan.